D&D Outdoors is brought to you by Headline Outdoors. Go download the Headline Outdoors app on Roku or Amazon Fire TV and stay up to date with all of Dell and Dustin's adventures and watch plenty of other hunting and fishing shows. D&D Outdoors is also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to southwesternoutdoorsman.com and read articles. Stay up to date with everything that's happening in the hunting world.
Fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.
And welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, we have an update we brought to you in June of last year of the Tennessee Game Warden. What happened out there? It's just kind of a Game Warden episode. We got Ohio Game Wardens. We got crazy lawmakers on the anti-hunting side, and I guess you can call it pro-hunting side. I don't know what I would consider that. But, you know.
Me either.
We'll leave that up for debate. You know, how y'all doing today, Dustin?
I'm doing, man. How about you?
Another day in paradise, right?
I hear you.
I'm not sick anymore. I don't have a bad back anymore. I'm good to go.
Well, so far, we'll see. We'll see what, back up.
Yeah, I was about to say, we'll see what happens next week. Yeah. You know. Oh, Lord.
You sneeze, you call for something, your back starts hurting again.
Yeah, and it's cold, so you know you got that to deal with as well now. Stop. Getting old's a bitch. I mean, the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, out in June of last year, we're going to take you guys on a little trip. A Tennessee game warden was caught trespassing on someone's property. Setting up game cameras, if I'm correct?
I believe they were setting up their own game cameras. The property was posted with no trespassing signs. The game warden went on there. I believe we're trying to catch the landowner doing something. I don't really remember.
And the landowner took it to court. Well, Dustin has an update about that fun.
Benton County, Tennessee has landowners Terry Rainwaters and Hunter Holligansworth, they actually, you know, sided with them and said, yeah, the game warden was trespassing. So the verdict also applies broadly to private landowners across Tennessee. That pretty much that the game warden thought that its warrantless searches were legal under the century-old federal open fields. Pretty much. Nope.
Oh, Lord. Can you imagine being the judge having to hear that through?
Yeah, it's saying something. 1924, the U.S. Supreme Court held that the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution does not protect any land beyond the home and its immediate surrounded areas.
Interesting. Well, I guess that didn't work out for me.
No.
No. No. Well, man. Guess that's what you get. You know, stop trying to skirt the law. Was he even caught doing anything illegal on the game cameras either? I don't think he was.
I don't think so either.
I believe he got in trouble because he still took the game cameras.
I think that's when
they found them on his property.
That was the thing. Yeah, he took the game cameras. That's when he got busted.
Yeah. But hey, finders keeper on your own property.
Yep, that's Josh Windham, attorney for the property owners who found hidden cameras on their land, says the Tennessee courts have found that state law often gives landowners more protection than the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, well, that would make sense, you know. It shouldn't be able just to go out on someone's property and post up some game cameras. Well, you know, once again, that's just our opinion. What do we know?
Saying that, I'm hoping that's a typo. The courts granted the landowners $1 in damages as compensation for the violation of their constitutional rights.
No, I'm sure that's not a typo. That just seems like some crap that they would do. You think they get a check? You get taxed on that dollar? Tax-free dollar?
Oh, yeah. You know they taxed them on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tennessee is very few taxes out there in Tennessee. That's why a lot of people are moving there, actually.
No, I know, but that's for income tax. Is that considered income?
Oh, well, maybe.
And yeah. Probably got like 49 cents after tax. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I love that crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, hopefully you spent that dollar wisely. Hell, nowadays a dollar can't even get you a gumball.
Yeah, no drinks, no half a gallon no of nothing. Gas, maybe.
Out here it's $2.39 a gallon, so you could get maybe a quarter gallon.
It still went up to $2.99 a gallon here.
Woo! You guys are paying the premium price. You guys need a couple more Californians to come out your way to take care of those prices.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of game wars, an Ohio man, he is facing multiple charges in Pennsylvania. Him and his buddies are out hunting coyotes in northeastern Pennsylvania. While we're wearing body armor, these guys were. They are now being charged after he and another man shot at the game wardens. This incident occurred on November 25th, the hunting area in Pike County, Pennsylvania, near the New York state line, a little far from Ohio.
That's what I was thinking. But, that's on the other side of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, they went for a little drive. So the game wardens were dispatched to the area because it was the first day of deer season to do their deer checks that they do to be sure everybody's staying legal. Right. They started hearing bullets flying by. Deputy spoke with the hunters, and just to get more bullet shot them, they took to the ground and covered. Seeing branches falling close by after being struck, the branches, they got in their cruiser, turned the sirens on, the gunfire to stop. Well, these genius hunters, they thought the game wardens were coyotes.
Bullcrap.
That's what I'm saying. One of the men was wearing an orange vest and a ballistic helmet carrying an AK-47. Style rifle. The game said they were shooting at movement, assuming they were shooting coyotes. And they were wearing body armors in case another hunter shot at them. Well, it sounds like they should have been giving the body armor to other people. They had not gone into woods yet to see if they struck coyotes, so they didn't know who they were shooting at. They were just shooting just to shoot. They fired 15 rounds from a handgun, 30 rounds from a rifle. Now, so that's 45 total rounds. It's a crappy shot. You gotta think after that many rounds, you might as well stop.
After the first five rounds and you're still seeing movement, more than likely that's not a wild animal.
Yeah. Or you just have a horrible shot. One of the two. You should stop shooting, though. That's a lot of money nowadays, too.
Yeah. Golly.
Hey, they don't make them like they used to make them. I mean, I was just thinking, going out hunting in body armor and a Kevlar helmet, thinking someone's going to shoot at you, probably shouldn't be hunting in the first place, in my opinion.
You're going all the way across
the state.
I mean, you left your home state to go all the way across another state to do that.
I just don't know what people are thinking nowadays.
They drug test them?
They did not. Not that anything that I've seen, they have not drug tested them. But they are being faced with multiple criminal charges, including a reckless endangerment of a person, discharging a firearm at random and using a semi-automatic rifle or pistol, and multiple hunting violations.
Hold on. Using a semi-automatic pistol, is that against the law?
Maybe for hunting. Because they're getting charged with that with hunting violations. So, in certain states, you can only use certain type of gun. Like, you can't use, you can, you can only use certain type of guns to hunt things, I guess. You know, I know in Arizona you can only use like certain guns for like elk and deer. Right. Coyotes you can shoot with anything. Discharging.
And that's what they were having, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what Pennsylvania laws could be. It could be you need a rifle or something.
Ooh.
Or it might be one of those, maybe it was muzzleloader season. I don't know.
Idiots.
They got themselves, yeah, they got themselves in some trouble over that one.
Are these the same guys that were putting weight in the walleyes?
No, I think, well, they were from Ohio. I think they're in jail.
They let them out.
Did they? I don't know. I'm not sure on that
one. They dropped charges on them, actually.
Did they?
Oh, what I heard.
Oh, they just can't fish in tournaments? I think we talked about they can't fish in tournaments anymore or something like that.
Yeah, they can't fish in tournaments no more. They took your boats and some of the trucks and some stuff like that, and they pretty much dropped it after that.
I guess that makes sense, though. They probably had to pay the money back. Can you imagine being in jail? You're like next to some guy that's a murderer. What'd you do? Oh, I stuffed fish with weights.
You're about to get stuffed with a weight.
Yeah, better not be on that damn soap. What matter? That's considered like one of them fancy white collar climbs. And you go to ones with like massage parlors, you know, the Martha Stewart type jails. Get a garden, read some books, get your feet done,
get a degree.
Get a degree, play pool, ping pong. I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. Maybe the Game Wars are using zone protection. You could blend in there.
Maybe.
Oh, man. Well, if you're getting ready for deer season next year, I guess where the bug's coming out, too, go ahead and get yourself some zone protection products. Be the cleanest bug spray there is. Great deer scent to cover you up. Doesn't have all that nasty chemical smells with it. Head on over to Zone Protect and get yours today. Oh, man. So should we start with stupid law number one or crazy law number one that they're trying to pass? Do you want to go to Kentucky or do you want to go to Washington? Do you want to be pissed off or do you want to laugh?
Let's go to Washington, Dustin. Let's go to
To our friends up north. Oh, man. They're dumb as well. Washington is trying to have the, you know, they don't have any hunting orgs there. They already got rid of a bear season. They don't follow the commission. The game commission doesn't follow their department's biologist recommendations. It's just a hot mess in Washington. Anti-hunting orange are touting this as the start of the end of beaver trapping. According to Howl for Wildlife, many hunting organizations are starting to step in banning recreational trapping. They're going to try to start banning beaver trapping out there in Washington. So a lot of it is, you know, is obviously important to manage the beavers, important, you know, for the watersheds, ecological diversity, get and you know, just long-standing cultural activity. Beaver tail is pretty tasty. They want to start getting rid of trapping for beavers. I was listening to some of the comments that the state senators have to say, and you know, they just want to relocate the beavers. They'll start out with that, start out by moving them into different locations, spread their population out, and get rid of beaver hunting essentially. What this means is, I was listening to some of the senators talk today. One, they said, you know, relocating it and all that good stuff. You know, they're real geniuses. The legislature said beavers play a significant role in maintaining the health of an ecosystem in Washington. They want to, they just want to essentially move them and relocate problem beavers off people's properties.
Away.
You know, to other places where there aren't beavers.
I mean,
they're trying to find the beavers. No, just in Washington, other parts. No, yeah, you know, they're trying to find the beavers. It'd be pretty cool to see a beaver on a beach in Hawaii. Not gonna lie. They're trying to consider them as keynote species. Keynote species are like bear, mountain lion, cougars, elk. Important species, not rodents. Beavers are literally rodents. They're going to identify location where reintroducing or protection of beaver provides benefits to the salmon habitat, restricting recreational harvest at release sites and monitoring beaver survival establishment. It's just going to be another hot mess in Washington.
They don't think that if they relocate it, another one would take its spot.
Well, you know, they ain't the smartest people. I mean, these are people making laws that probably have never seen a beaver in real life. Yeah. So the department should just, the other thing that I think is hilarious, they want to get a grant for the Department of Wildlife to provide beaver education and outreach to landowners and technical assistance and resources with landowners living with beavers, support relocations programs. So they're going to spend like a couple thousand dollars per beaver to relocate a beaver. That's your tax money being good use right there. You think of it, paying the person to go trap the beaver, the gas to go trap, the gas to go take it to who knows where you're going to relocate it. You know that it's the government, so they ain't going to relocate it. It's just going to start making issues on people's properties.
And you got to trap them live, too. It's...
Yeah. I mean,
thinking about how to do that. How would they do that?
I guess like one of those heart traps, one of those live traps that people use. It's a big old one. They make live, like, I guess like those hog traps that people use.
But how are they going to get the beaver to go in there?
As I said, they haven't thought this through.
I mean, the beaver trapping I've seen it comes out dead.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't know how it's going to work. There's just a special kind of smart up there. You know, they've got rid of spring bear hunting because it hurts people's feelings. I mean, it's just like the case going in Colorado where they're trying to ban mountain lion hunting. Just going to keep going, just trying to do ballot box wildlife. It's kind of stupid. I mean, it is stupid. It goes against everything that the North American wildlife model stands for. So what's going to happen is they're going to start doing this. They're going to get rid of cougar hunting in Colorado. They're going to have wolves. The deer and elk populations are going to, ungulate populations are going to stop dropping. And people are going to get mad that there's not enough deer and elk for people to see. And then they're going to realize it's too little too late, start hunting that. Then it's going to take another 40, 50 years to bring the deer and elk population back up. And the cycle is going to start all over again. I said that all in one breath. That's pretty impressive. You know,
it's crazy.
Yeah. People are on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. This week, tailgates by the spicy law. It's football season. Right now, it's playoff season. Just liven up your football party. Get yourself some tailgate spices. Minnesota Vikings aren't in the playoffs, so, you know, they got a lot of spices on hand up there in the tailgate spices land of Minnesota. Hey, Kentucky state senator, doesn't kind of surprise me, it's from Kentucky. Wants to introduce an amendment to the state wildlife codes that would prevent the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife from imposing penalties and fines for killing two native hawk species, the red-tail hawk and the Cooper hawk, which, you know, is obviously a federal crime under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. You can face a lot of jail time and pay a lot of damn money. He's acting on three constituents. Look at this. We got a senator, though. He's listening to his people. He's listening. These are requests of the people who contact him to complain about hawks. One lost free-range of chickens to hawk. Another one sat down and watched his cat get carried away in front of his son. The third person is tired of watching hawks pick up songbirds in their backyard bird feeder. Now, this is a wild one. You go from moving beavers to killing hawks. He's listening to the people of his district, though. I'm going to give him that. Might not be the brightest, but, you know, he's claiming that doing this will help landowners because they usually kill up to four. You know, they help landowners, with their chickens and stuff. He says he's seen hawks attacking turkey poults. And with the turkey population declining, you know, this might be a way to bring it back up. He further reveals his lack of avian expertise. But as a falconer news and wildlife control personnel, you know, it's what the hawks are killing are non-native songbirds. People are worried, you know, this is what cracks me. Conservation wildlife advocate groups are concerned that Boswell did not seek much, if any, expert insight before introducing this amendment. Now, it seems like they do the opposite, though. These wildlife advocates, they don't do any insight. They just do their own studies and don't listen to the biologists of their own states. You know, like Washington, Colorado. I don't know, man. What do you think? Do you think there'll be a hawk season in Kentucky? I would say, you know, because federal law protects it, that you can't do it. But it's been shown, you know, states can determine what laws to enforce federally.
Sounds like he was unsure of the species of hawk that attacked his little kitty. If that's the case, then who's to say it actually was a hawk?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Fish and Wildlife actually already offers federal information permits to support chicken farmers and other livestock producers have tried non-lethal determinants and habitat to protect them from protected birds. I don't know. I mean, either that or maybe this guy, like, was watching some like old Western show and saw a guy with like a sweet hawk cowboy hat with a hawk feather in it. He's like, hey, I want one of them. This is the excuse is a way to get a hawk feather in his cap. So don't start shooting hawks. You get a lot of damn trouble.
Yeah.
Dustin's thinking about it.
No, not it's thinking about them. What do they call them? The ones that hunt with hawks.
Falconers. Sound like peregrine falcons and things like that.
Just get hold of one of them and go to that dude's house and see if he's got a new cat.
Yeah. Well, maybe feed your cat some more. So I have a 15-pound cat. How can you get in that damn thing?
That was a damn eagle that took that cat away then if it's 15 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a big old one. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, that would be in for a workout if it was trying to lift my cat up. So, yeah, I got one end of the spectrum. Let's get save the beavers. The other end of the spectrum, let's kill the hawks. I guess that shows. Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, I think this is the first most outrageous pro-hunting bill I've seen. Not going to lie.
But let's see. Washington, the beavers didn't do nothing to him, so he just wants to get rid of them. In Kentucky, the hawk took his cat, so now he wants to kill all the hawks.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone has a stuffed beaver, teddy bear in Washington, doesn't want to see beavers killed. This guy watched someone's cat get taken away, and now wants to take the hawks out. One extreme to the next. We're going to be tracking this bill. You know, I have a really sneaky suspicion somehow this is going to pass. But the thing is, can the federal wildlife agents, like when marijuana is illegal, technically federally, the DEA can go bust shop still. So could the feds come in the game and federal game and fish to get you for hawk hunting? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I mean, federal is above the state, ain't it?
It depends who's in charge of the federal.
It's certain things that, yeah, they kind of ain't going to push nothing and they just turn their blind eye to it, but.
Yeah.
You so, piss somebody off and then they come after you. Don't give a damn about your cat.
No. I think it's just absolutely wild that. I mean, I don't know if I like to go hunt. Hawk meat probably doesn't even taste good either. It's gotta be tough. Maybe it's like eating bear. It's like a bear in the sky.
What's a hawk eat?
Like cats, apparently. Rabbits, small vermin, small birds, chickens. Maybe it tastes like chicken.
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't tried hawk meat yet. Don't want to try hawk meat because that's illegal. No, we don't do illegal stuff here. Everything stays within the law. Wink. Wink. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you all very much to listen to D and D Outdoors. Be sure to find us on Patreon. You know, if you want to become a member of the D&D Outdoors family, we've got a bunch of different tiers. You can come join us, get a free t-shirt, sit on some live recordings, have some fun with us. You know, just have a good old time. Maybe if you tried hawk meat, you can talk to us about hawk meat. We'll blow your face out, change your voice. It'll be like one of those funny TV shows. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at D&D Outdoors. Stay up to date on everything that's happening with myself and Dustin. Our beautiful faces are officially up on YouTube. So if you want something good to look at in the morning, go ahead and watch us on YouTube. I hope you guys are having a great rest of your day. Don't eat any hawk meat. Don't mess with beavers in Washington right now. If you're heading to work, don't be shooting at game wardens in the bush. You know, don't be just firing off randomly. But if you have a great rest of your day. If you're heading to work, it will be over soon.